Yeah, if I was texting.
Talk about Sylvan.
You know what it was? Somebody else was pushing me again to get into this doofus NFT stuff. I don't want to talk about NFTs. I want to talk about SJLs.
What brought up Sylvain Helene?
Slim Jim Longfoot.
Freaky hoodie.
Because another person I know is getting ready to turn their body into art, and they're trying to make themselves as synthetic as
they can. I'm a big fan. Body art.
Body art. Well, when you see this project, it's going to be nuts. All
right. Welcome to the Backpack Show, where we talk about tattoos and business
Former
success.
Former episodes. Future business success. Today we've got our person. We've got Slim Jim Longfoot, who literally, here's what happens. I am featured in these StreamYard ads. They said, hey, want to make a testimony for StreamYard? I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. So I shoot a little video, I send it in, and all of a sudden I am all over YouTube. If you don't pay for YouTube, you see my face. And amongst others, Slim Jim Longfoot comes and goes, hey, yo, what's this all about? What are you doing? Like, I don't even know you. Why are you always in my stream? And I'm like, cool. I don't know. And he goes, hey, you should have me on your show. And I said, I will. Come on my show. And so Slim Jim Longfoot is a YouTuber, an artist, creator of Urban God Inc., co-creator, co-founder, all kinds of cool projects, dealing with type 2 diabetes. We got so much stuff only because the guy just said, hey, you should have me on your show.
Hi, everyone. Tim Kitzer from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. Welcoming you to The Backpack Show. Your hosts, Chris Brogan, Kerry Gorgone. Boom shakalaka.
Backpack Show.
I still laugh when I see Ryan Preece go by in the intro because he's the NASCAR driver. He was sitting out in his like project car that doesn't actually run, and so there was no AC. It was really hot.
Sweating his balls. Poor guy's
he was really hanging in there for us.
Hey, Chloe. Hey, Paul. Good to see you. Always happy when you show up. This is the way the show runs, though. This show is like Fight Club. You know, if you show up, you have to fight. You got to leave a comment. Let us know you're here. We've had NASCAR drivers. We've had Sir Mix-a-Lot. We've had 5-time beatbox champion Butterscotch.
We've had a nun, adult film
nun,
star,
a porn star, financial dominatrix.
Every time I see somebody making that kind of money to just say bad things about guys, I'm like, why am I doing the work I'm doing? Why am I not doing that? I'd be so good at it. Damn.
We've got a special spot in our heart for YouTubers.
I have
had
a gift.
Oral knots on. You do have a gift.
I love
Carrie.
The oral knots.
We have the oral knots on. We had Epic Voice Guy. We have Troy Rutter. We have my father. This is a big show. And so today we're going to add to the Pantheon. Another Georgian, by the way. Nikki Porche, by from a black woman. She's from Georgia.
We have
a lot of people from that piece of the world.
If you come on just one time, we love you like forever and talk about you forever. So
we're going to grab our friend. My mom's here too. Hi, mom. Slim Jim Longfoot.
Your mom. You know,
maybe it's just Coca-Cola. Maybe the Coca-Cola plant spawns them just like Ninja Turtles out there. Maybe that's why there's so many smart, interesting people. And Todd's holding down Phoenix. Ready? Slim Jim Longfoot, welcome to the show. How are you doing, man? You're here.
Yo,
you're live,
what's
baby.
Going on, people? What's going on, people? How everybody doing? Yo, it's Slim Jim Longfoot, aka the King of America, in the building. Chris, Kerry, what it do?
I just wish you had more energy.
Yeah. We were hoping you'd be peppy or something.
Right.
You are.
I don't even drink coffee.
No, oh you don't. Well, God. You don't need it.
You don't need it. You've been doing all different kinds of things. I would say, do you self-identify as an artist more than anything else? Would you consider yourself just a man of art?
Definitely a man of art. Definitely an artist. I love it. I love art. I've been loving art since I was a kid, you know, way back in the wondrous time that we call it the 1980s up to now in these 2020s. And, you know, art is subjective, but art is awesome. You know, art is awesome. Art is life. And that's why I like to tell people all the time when it comes to art, art is life. Like if it wasn't for art, we wouldn't have, you know, web designers that created the Backpack Show, you know, StreamYard, YouTube, you know, guitars, cars, clothes. We just be in the woods just looking at the stars. Like
you drew us before you came on the show.
Yeah, I gotta show people this. I don't know if I can zoom it up too well, but I also have to say, so right down there, that little thumbnail. I don't know how to make a thumbnail get bigger. That's us. So
look at you with your big snowy beard, Santa.
And the ponytails, I saw Carrie with the ponytails. I was like, oh, Carrie just looked adorable with the ponytails. I had to draw the ponytails. Hey, sis, I see sis in the building. Latonya Porter.
I was going to say,
I should have done it again.
Porter, how do we get new famous people in here like this? Wow. Hi, LaTanya. Good to see you. Thanks for being a part of the show today. It is when you start as being an artist, when the whole world is your canvas, when you start thinking about all the different ways you could get it done, what you work in becomes whatever you have at hand. So you got a YouTube channel going so you could talk about things. You have your art, you have your comic books. Where's the influence? What starts this? What makes you say, I draw like this person, or I saw this piece of work and I went, oh my gosh, I could totally do this. You know, what comics did you read when you were growing up? What was in your Wednesday polls? What do you got?
Now, when I was a kid, you know, my dad, who loved comics when he was a kid, he would get me comic books all the time. And this was before I was even like really aware, because my parents, they told me that I started reading when I was like age one. I was reading all the TV guides because, you know, TV was the thing back then. So I was reading all the TV guides back when TV guides were around. You know, kids, for those that don't know what TV guide is, you know, the internet wasn't around then. So you couldn't find out what show was on TV. So you had a booklet, the TV guide, that had all the shows for the week in there on you what channel they were on.
Demand.
Right. No watching on demand. You know, you had to turn it on 2, 5, 8, 11, you know, down here in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, the syndication channels like Channel 46, 36, 17. Those were where all the cartoons were, like Thundercats, G.I. Joe, Transformers, He-Man, the Ninja Turtles, all those great shows right there. So my dad, he would get me comic books as a kid. And the first time I got an issue of the X-Men was the issue number 212. That was December 1986. Now, granted, I wasn't even into the X-Men at the time, but that was like my one issue of the X-Men up until like 6 years later in 92, when I finally got old enough and started appreciating the X-Men. Before that, I was, you know, getting, you know, comic books that kids got, you know, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, you know, your classic superheroes, basically. You know, I wasn't really that in depth into the stories, and I didn't start getting into the artists of the books until around that time when the Image Comics came on the scene with Todd McFarlane, Eric Larson, Jim Lee. Those were the artists that started inspiring me to drawing a lot better, because I started drawing when I was maybe like four. I've been drawing pretty much my whole life, like 4, 5, 6 years old, but start making my own characters at age 7, my own little universes. And, you know, that's where I've been evolving all of my characters from that point up until 2002, when I created my current series that I'm working on, Jelly Bean Dream, building that world up and getting that property out into the world. And
got so much more to come. You know, a lot of people start drawing and doing other creative things when they're younger, and people sort of just let that die on the vine. They don't encourage them. They don't give them what they need in the way of supplies and support. Who supported you?
My parents, my sister, they were my major support system. My friend, who I've known since 89, who's basically my brother, Corley Manning, who co-founded Urban Guide Inc. Studios with me. My college friend, David Tay, my friend who lives in Nigeria, Jimmy King. My other friend who's here in Atlanta, Vincent Allen, who are all artists, and they are the best support system that you can have to keep on pushing your art, keep on pushing your characters, because everybody has a story, everybody has a voice to tell. And so through, you know, it might seem basic, you know, like Superman, that's the superhero that has all the powers, you know, flight, strength, invulnerability. You can't necessarily create another Superman now, but you can try to create something that is as iconic as Superman or Batman or Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, all of those characters. And so you just have to inject a little bit of yourself and your experiences, because everybody has different experiences in the world. So you can inject all of that into new characters, from Jelly Bean Dream, the Commando Legion, Nervy Man, now I call him Neo Man, because he used to be that was my first character, Nervy Man, who was like my Superman, because my name is Nervy and I named him Nervy Man instead of Superman. So but his current name is now Neo Man. So those type of things that you come across, and just keep on pushing, just keep on pushing your stories and, you know, putting them out there. And
my kids used to draw comics too. They made me a comic book heroine called Freezo. I could freeze things.
Friezo. Ooh, cool. Friezo. How are those names?
I like that name though. Friezo. That's a good name.
Oh, my kids named everything literally. I brought them home a balloon and they drew a face on it and called it Balloony. I brought home a plushie from Iowa that looked like an ear of corn. Guess what they called it?
Bill.
Corny.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
Listen, I have, you know, Slim Jim Longfoot, I missed a little name check in that whole process of all the comics you liked. And it spun around when you said Nervy Man. You know, why no Dwayne McDuffie in this pile here? Why not some Milestone comics?
Now, Milestone, I've read those. Shout outs first and foremost to Dwayne McDuffie. Rest in peace to him. Great comic creator. Milestone, I got into them a lot later, like because during the time that Milestone was out, and also shout outs Dawood, who the creator of Brother Man, who is an amazing artist. I've had the pleasure to meet him a few times, and we've exchanged artwork as well, and I didn't get into the Milestone comics right away because like I only had so much access to, like, you know, when I would go to comic book shops and you only had so much money. So I was, you know, getting the things that, you know, I was usually getting and, you know, that I already became fans of, such as like the Image comics, like Wildcats and the Spawn, Todd McFarlane Spawn, all of those books and all of those type of books. And I got into Blood Syndicate, Static. I got into those books later on when I was hitting my later teens. And Joe Mattarella, who is a superb artist, I was collecting his whole run on the Uncanny X-Men at the time. And well, we know how Joe Matt is now. Like, he hasn't really done anything since Battle Chasers, and like I was 17 when that book started, and issue 9 came out like 20 years ago, and he's just now releasing issue 10. And it I can't rib him too hard because I've been working on a book myself for like the past 5 years now that I'm trying to finish up. Like, I already have the art for it done. Now I'm in the post-production phase where I have to scan everything in, color. I'm doing the book completely by myself, basically. And, you know, having to do all that in that time. Like, when you're doing a book by yourself, it is wow. You know, especially when you try to, you know, think in your head, like, is this going to be perfect? But you can't sit up and think about perfection. You got to just go ahead and put it out. You got to go ahead and put it out and make it do what it do.
So let's go back to your channel for a minute. Let's go back because so this is the you. You're out there. You're making, you're drawing, you're filled with influences. You've got all this going on. You put a channel together where you allow that channel to kind of be all of the parts of you. That channel covers everything. So, for instance, you bring up your reviews and your reactions to WandaVision. Reaction videos can be pretty popular, so you get in there and you get to talk about that. You get to, you know, wish happy birthday to Corey. You made a 1 hour clip of Coming to America. So you're like all over the place with it, but it fits because it's all these pieces of Slim Jim Longfoot. When you design this as an artist, when you think of this as your channel, what's the plan? What are you thinking? What's this going to represent? Why do people want to come to Slim Jim Longfoot's channel?
Why do people want to come to Slim Jim Longfoot? They want to come here for information and perspective, you know, on, you know, situations going on. And the crazy year that we just came out of was probably the best example of things, because 2020, I know a lot of people were just losing their mind, especially a year ago around this time, March, April, May, you know, the early spring and summer months. And I had just nearly died back February 27th. My body crashed. That's when I found out I had type 2 diabetes. And after getting out the hospital, the very next day, I started my daily vlog series. And I made it my point. I made it my mission to just keep myself balanced, keep myself informed. And then, of course, that's when the situation hit, the pandemic came about. And, you know, for me, I was thinking, like, wow, this is such a dark comedy. I don't expect nothing less from the year I almost died in. So, you know, I brought a little bit of lightheartedness, like, okay, you're going insane over there. Like, come on over here, get some of your sanity back, you know, you know, chill out, you know, let's talk about a couple of things and talk about eating healthy, eating good, you know, don't go stir crazy. Cause I'm a introvert. So when it came to staying at home, I'm like, okay, right. Cool. I'm with it. I'm with it. Like, I ain't got to go out. Cool. But it's funny though, because even though I'm an introvert and I love staying at home, but if somebody tells me I have to stay home and like, well, you're forcing me to stay home. Like, I'm not, you're not going to force me to stay home. You know, you're not,
I don't know anybody else like that.
So listen, there's this reason that you came here, and one of the reasons you came here is because we get paid. So, one quick second. Sponsored by StreamYard. We get some cash from StreamYard when you buy and make a show. Get you a show. See broken.me/StreamYard. I will get $6.24.
Bring your own comic book creator.
Bring your own comic book creator, because I tell you what, you do that, and I can get me a spicy chicken sandwich at McDonald's if I want. And maybe a medium iced coffee black. See broken.me/StreamYard. Make your own show. If you don't like looking at my face, it's a semi-attractive face, but I get it. You can go to any place you can find a podcast and find the Backpack Show. We're hosted by Castos. See, Peapods Podcast. Get it? So
you get a whole new appreciation for our voices.
Our voices. We'll do ASMR videos. I bet Slim Jim Longfoot's got ASMR. We're doing those two ads now. We'll do the other two ads later. Do you do some ASMR? You do everything, man. You do your diabetes video blog. You do 4 hours of APA. Like you're doing it all over there. What's going on?
Now, I did do an ASMR video because I wanted to try it out. It was a get ready for me / ASMR video. I did, like, I was getting myself prepared. What was I doing? I was getting myself prepared for to go visit my mom on her birthday last year, on August 7th. My mom passed in 2012. Oh, shout outs to Louisa Henry, most amazing woman I've ever known. And there's one of her kids right there, my sis, Latonya Porter. Oh, there go the water. There go the water. That was ASMR glory right there.
There we go.
That was ASMR glory right there.
That's right. You really did it.
He's getting his head right, his face right. He's just getting all cleaned up and everything like that.
Oh, that's so fun.
That's great. And get ready with me though. That's great.
And it was a trip because I also do product reviews on my channel as well. And I was showcasing the products that I had previously used, such as like my beard balm and shampoo and everything like that. And of course, you know, I had the links the info cards for the previous videos up there. And you know, that was a very fun video to do, because like, I'm kind of talkative, you know. I talk a little bit. Yeah, I talk a little bit. So, you know, so to do an ASMR video and be quiet, that was such a trip. And it's funny because one of my members on my channel, Devon Visions, shout outs to Devon Visions. He's a photographer down here in Atlanta. He challenged me to do a silent video. And it was so crazy of the timing of the video, because it was on the day that I got approved for monetization here on YouTube. And so I had to do a daily vlog where I was silent. So I had my subtitles down at the bottom, you know, as I was, you know, just going about my video. And I had my, you know, my words down there at the bottom, you know, talking to the people. But I was silent the whole time. You could hear the, you know, the clank of the spoon or the fork or whatever I was eating that morning. And, you know, I had to be quiet the whole time. And I was so excited, just so excited. And I was like, man, he would do me on this day. He would. And I was like, you know, I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to take it and make it do what it do. Shout out to Boss Lady Latonya. That's my friend right there who introduced me to the broadcasting app Live Me 5 years ago, which I made a lot of friends on that channel. Including one of my friends named Latrice, who is a member of my live chat crew. That's the name of the people that I call, that I be on my channel, be on my live chat premieres all the time. That's Evie Gavala, who lives in France from Greece, Sexy Trees 1408, Queen Candace, Mashanna, Michael Marshall, my sis Latonya Portal. Porter. I keep saying portal like that. I don't know why I keep saying portal. My words just be squaring there. Right, right.
Be in the portal game, maybe. I don't know.
Kiana Vision, Diamond TV, and it's somebody that I'm missing right now. I'm mad that I'm missing right now.
You'll get it back. You roll deep is what you're trying to say.
I know,
you're
yeah.
full of people. That's what you're saying.
Right.
What's like your dream kind of outcome for the things you're doing now? Would you like to see them turn into like an animated series, or do you prefer the comic medium? Like, what's your goal? or a movie based on him? Like, what would you love to see happen?
I would love to see, it would be awesome to see a movie, but at this point, I would definitely love seeing it animated, you know, seeing, just like we have Invincible. I don't know if you guys seen Invincible yet, but that was a great comic book series. It ran from 2003 to 2018. Robert Kirkman, the same guy who created The Walking Dead, created that series, and it's now getting animated. They might do a movie on, they might not, but I prefer to see it animated because, you know, you're seeing it as close as you can to the original medium, you know, from comic to moving art. And I would love to see Jellybean Dream or any of my other comic characters be animated. And along with, you know, of course, my friend Corbin Manning, his comic characters, Hip Hop Sushi, The Force, which I happen to have a couple of those books right here. Here is The Force issue number one. This was written by my friend Corbin Manning and drawn by Jimmy King, all the way from Nigeria.
Jimmy King, right?
Yep. And we never even met in person. We met him almost 10 years ago, and, you know, we linked up, you know, and got this book done. So that's amazing. Wow. This is the Jellybean Dream anthology. That's my character Jelly on the cover. She was drawn on the cover by Anthony Piper, who is the creator of the parody series Truly. He now works with Marvel Comics. He didn't at the time of this publication 6 years ago. This has several different independent artists in it doing their renditions of Jellybean and other characters from the universe in it. And I would just definitely like to see everything flourish. You know, everything that we're doing, we want to, you know, see it flourish to the best that it can. And that's what the goal is. The goal is to just make it all flourish. Just keep on watering it. And speaking of water, I got to water myself.
You're collaborating with people all over the world. I was thinking that it's going to be so natural for like our kids to collaborate with people they've never met from across the world. Whereas in our era, it was like, if you didn't meet somebody face to face, you didn't know them, you know?
Right. Right. Like, who are you? Like,
exactly. Well,
I gotta see you. And now you have like whole friendships with people who you haven't even met before. Right. Like, it's like crazy. Amazing. It's amazing. Hey, appreciate that, sis. You say, I want to see my bro dreams come to life. He deserves it. AZ and Carrie pulled up at the same time. See, simpatico.
Oh, yeah. You base characters on your family. You gotta be careful. You're gonna be flattering. Right. Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the LaTanya channel to launch too. I mean, I get a sense that you should have that, don't you think?
I've been telling her to get on it for the longest because I'm going to tell y'all now, she is the biggest Janet Jackson fan. Like, she's loved Janet Jackson since before I was born, just like I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. And if anybody know how to get in touch with Janet, yeah, go ahead and link them up because they, like, my sis needs to go ahead and meet her and, you know, I need to go ahead and marry her. So, you know. I'm just saying, I'll be a good young fella for her.
Good plan. It's a good plan. You know, there's so much to the way you use YouTube that I love because it's just everywhere. It's just, you know, I'm gonna do this today. I feel like I'll do that today. People don't do that. People get told, you know, really lock into one thing and just, you know, hold it down.
Just put it all in a box and there you go. You know, like, gotta be out the box. You know, even though we're a show in the box, well, we gotta be outside of the box on everything that we do. You know, what remains the same is who you are, and that's what you bring to each thing that you have on your channel. Like my juicer, my blender that my sister got me the other day, I plan on using it for the first time sometime later on today to finally make me some juices because I've been wanting to make me some juices for years, but now I have the capability of doing so because I never, you know, got a blender myself before because, you know, who had the time to do that? You know, like, just go ahead and get you something I already made. But since I've been more hands-on with my eating over the past year, you know, I want to make sure that stuff that's going in me, you know, I know what it is, and that's what the major thing is, as opposed to eating, you know, outside. Like the other day when we spoke, Chris, that was my first time going to Golden Corral. Like, I had never been to Golden Corral before. And
that's
that was
not
my
the place to go if you have diabetes.
I know. My cousin, he treated me, and so, you know, I went there and I was like, this is where I would have loved to have come here like 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, this would have been awesome. So I got the bare minimum of the stuff that was there, and you know, 8 had my feel, and you know, that was that. And my numbers was actually good that night, because I checked my numbers 3 times a day, before my breakfast meal, before my lunch meal, and before my dinner meal. I don't check it every time I put something in my mouth, like snack. Oh my god, I got. Oh, you know, I don't do all that. I just try to maintain myself with my 3 major meals. I might have a couple of snacks in between them, but other than that, I try to work on 3 major meals throughout the day, check my numbers, and then, you know, that's it.
That's a big lifestyle change for you. You really had to restructure everything.
Yeah, and when you're working, you know, like, you know, when you're working a 9-to-5, and like for me, the jobs that I had, because I worked in events, you know, like sometimes they might be from the morning to the night, or they might be mid afternoon to night, or whichever the case, you know, the schedules be sporadic, and so you don't have a set time to eat this, eat that. And you know, when you're working a job that switches up times every shift or whatnot, and so I didn't have no adequate time to do any of that. And of course, you know, last year, once again, 2020, when 2020 happened, and working in events wasn't so hot anymore, because so it was just like, okay, and now I have the time to work on myself, because after, you know, that happened with me, I was going to take a month off. You know, that was my original plan. I was going to take a month off and then come back when the Final Four happened, because the Final Four was supposed to be in Atlanta last year, and due to that situation, it didn't happen. And then I was like, wow, they for real about this? They shutting the Final Four guy shut down? And then of course, when they said the Olympics was done, and I love the Olympics. When they said the Olympics was done, I was like, okay, cancel this year. The year's done. Like, the year is done.
That was, you know, it for you, huh? Like, that was the moment.
Yeah.
When they said the Olympics, all of us.
It was like, dang, this year is done. Pull a fork in it. It's done. We just got to make it through it. We just got Simone Biles. Go ahead and give her medals that she would have won last year, please, because we know she would have won like about 50 more during the Olympics last year, because she's like the greatest gymnast ever. Like, shout outs to Simone Biles. She is great. Oh, yeah. Like my sis said, I love tea. I love sweet tea. I made my own tea, and I know that was one of the biggest factors of that too, because I literally used to call it liquid diabetes the way I made it. Yes, I did. I made it black, and I made it sweet.
Just and, like you.
Right.
Wow.
Thank you.
I should yellow card you for that.
You should yellow card me for that. I'm not supposed to flirt with the host again.
You're not at all, and yet, right?
Boom shakalaka. Hey, yellow card. Hey, Brogan. Hey, you know, Brogan is going down like a bag of hammers.
Heart wants with the
heart wants with the heart wants.
You're very gracious, but you know, we can't reward behavior. We don't want to encourage.
No. So listen, Slim, Jim, Longfoot, I have a question. There's a whole bunch of people who are too shy to make an even one theme, one topic, boring YouTube channel. What if people don't like me? What if people don't think this? What if, you know, what, who am I to give my opinion? You steamroller over all of that. Tell me a little bit about your advice to them. What do people need to know to make a channel as successful as yours? And how are you going to get to the moon?
Well, first and foremost, thanks for saying that my channel is successful, because it's funny, because like when you're in the moment, when you're working on your stuff, you don't feel like that things have happened. But at the end of the day, you start looking back and like, wow, I done did this. I done did that. And I'm starting to, you know, get some traction on, you know, what I'm trying to achieve. And what I'm trying to achieve is not that complex. It's just wanting to create a video, and if it's seen, it's seen, and I have to do the work to, you know, put it out there. I have to, you know, take my video and share it, say, hey, I got a new video, go check it out, you know, let my sister know, let my dad know, let everybody else that I know that, you know, I got a video, if you want to check it out, and if you don't want to see it, you know, feel free to share it to somebody else, you know, like my art or whatever the case is. And for those that feel like, oh, what if nobody, don't, just do it. You know, I mean, Nike made the greatest slogan in the history of slogans. I mean, just do it. That's all you got to do. Just do it. If you want to make a video about this, make a video about this. If you want to make a video about that, make a video about that. You know, that's all you have to do. And everybody's going to have a slow start as far as like your video isn't going to be as perfect as you want it to be. You know, if you're, you know, you're always evolving with your videos. Like if you look at my series, GOAT1408TV, like I have several different intros, like about four or five different intros from the time it began to where it is now, you know, constantly updating it because of the art that I've been doing over the past 2.5 years on that series. And so, you know, it constantly updates and I like where it is right now, but I know eventually one day I'm going to have to update it even more because of the new art that I've created since the last time I made that intro. So, you know, you're constantly evolving, you know, everything that you're doing on your channel. And so you just have to start doing it. And if you want to put yourself in a quote unquote box in a niche, you can go ahead and do that. That's your prerogative. If you want to just talk about makeup on your channel, go ahead and just talk about makeup on your channel. But don't be scared to switch up. If you want to switch up, you know, feel free to switch up. Or if you want to make another channel about, you know, something else outside of makeup, then, you know, do that as well. Or you can just put it all together, because I look at my channel like a TV channel, you know, like how you got ABC, NBC, Fox, you know, you have different shows on that channel. And that's what I have on my channel, like different shows. Like I have my art series, I have my daily vlogs, I have my product reviews, I have my, you know, live streams, my indie comics review. I review indie comic books that I started doing a couple of months ago. I just did it, episode 5 last Friday. So you start just making things that you like to make. I got inspirational videos on my channel, especially from, once again, last year, 2020, you know, videos on just how to breathe, how to just woosah.
Today,
just,
we're going to get up and take a shower. That's all well, we're going to do.
if I do that, if I do a shower video, that might just be on the OnlyFans like that.
It's like premium content. I get it.
Right.
Put that on your paid Twitter.
I mean, it could be right there, man. You have cucumbers. They're delicious. I mean, you have everything. So Slim Jim Longfoot, we have to wrap this baby. So LaTanya Porter, when I think of you, get my lyric. When I think of you, I think of somebody who could make a channel like this, could get Janet back out there. But thank you so much for connecting up with people. To just do it is good advice. I also thought about, you know, what you said was I go to work, you know, good old Kumo D in the 80s. I go to work because you just
do things
went.
All you the time. The you up, change things you know? Constantly. I was thinking about that while you were talking about that Slim Jim. I'm thinking,
evolve.
Oh, how many different shows does Chris have right here on StreamYard? There are the many.
Right, that Sketchpad is really shows. Great. Like I like that you started that. Like that was what actually encouraged me to get the microphone that I got, even though I don't know if it works, but
you know. we'll make eventually. It work.
All right, let me do three things. We got to get out of here. So let's see. We have sponsorships by Dot Online. You want your own Dot Online URL? You can get one for 99 cents for the first year anyway. Seabrogan.me/online. So you could have LaTanya Porter online.
They should do a YouTube ad.
Yep. We should. I should do a YouTube ad. YouTube, call me. I'm listening. PubSite. If you're an author, you've got a book written, you don't want to spend all that time making an author website. Well, they've done it for you. Pub-site.com. A couple hours of setup, you'll be all done. Or throw them $500. They will make you a website. That's it. That's all my ads. I have to do another important thing.
Get in some poopy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's my urban book, Getting Some Pookie the Remix. Yeah, so I have to check out Pub Site.
Pub-site.com. And listen.
Oh, and here's our person of the day. Kaboom!
I know a lot of people wanted to be person of the day, but there's really only one more of the day in this entire building right now. And that's
yep.
Oh, my gosh. She had the energy. She brought it. She brought the energy to
my brother. Wouldn't walk across the street for me, so you should appreciate her.
Man, that's big sis right there. She prayed for me, and so she got me.
My brother once threw a stick of butter at me, and I ducked, and it stuck to the refrigerator and slid down. And that's the most positive interaction I think I've had.
My brother and I, oh my golly, we were like World Wrestling Federation all the time. Top rope, elbows all the time. All right, we got to do one thing we've asked every guest we've ever had on the show. We have to ask you this question. What goes in your backpack? This could be something physical. It could be something metaphorical. You know, the world's crazy. It's shifting. We talked about it a couple times in this interview. Everything in the last year has been nuts. So you can't carry everything with you. And even though you've got a lot of everything to carry, some Jim Longfoot, it could be something physical like what, Carrie?
A book you hate.
A book let's you see. Hate. It could be something metaphorical. Backpack.
Let's see.
Yeah,
Let's see what I'm putting in this backpack. Let's see. I'm going to put my art in there. I'm going to put demonstration. My memories in there. I'm going to put
family. You better put family after.
Oh, definitely days. Putting the family in there. Got to put the family right. in there. Hey, you in there, sis? Okay, she's tight in there. You know, got to put all my essentials in there, such as my foods. You know, everything that I want to eat. You know, Janet Jackson, Janelle Monae, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu.
Oh, wow.
Is that everything, full backpack?
Everything from the 80s. And
you want to put the 80s in your backpack?
Yeah, gotta put the 80s in your backpack. The boombox, everything. And of course, you guys, because I got to have y'all in the backpack because we got to take y'all everywhere we go so we can explore the world and keep everybody on their toes together. And you who watching this right now, you going in the backpack because you are essential to everything that we're doing on here. So, boom, putting y'all in there too.
Nobody's ever put us in the backpack before.
Never been in their backpack before. I'm excited. This is great. Well,
I'm excited.
We only have one other part of the show, and here's the problem. We forgot to tell you how we end the show. I don't know if you know this. Did we? Have you watched the end of our show yet? Uh-oh. This could be terrible.
Well, what's going to happen?
You'll find out. Let me tell you something.
My grandmother, my loving grandmother, used to cook so well that I can't imagine that she didn't make more people get type 2 diabetes. But I'll tell you, here was her one first ever attempt at trying to cook something healthy. Here's what she put together.